Welcome to Prime Video's Culture-Rated Collection. This is the place where Black is the main character, where we don't jump through hoops just to hear our voice and can fall in love with illuminating documentaries like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey.
I'm just a hard worker that's trying to survive.
Enjoy the animated series, The Second Best Hospital in the Galaxy.
All doctors report immediately!
Where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction.
Welcome home, baby!
Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love.
I want my music to unify people.
And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop.
This is the cleanest police car I've ever been in my life.
And BMF.
You're about to take over the whole nation.
Explore Prime Video's Culture-Rated Collection and enjoy old school greats and new school hits. Prime Video. Find your happy place. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand. And even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
And then when I broke down the cost, it was going to be like $100,000 from the get-go. And I was like, well, I don't like the idea of that.
Hello, friends and family. Today's guest, we have Zach and Waleed from the Zach and Waleed Show podcast.
Did you really fail the food test?
No. I passed.
You fail the first couple times?
No.
Two of my favorite content creators since the Vine days. You might recognize Zach from his hilarious videos. Or Waleed from his hilarious videos.
Bitch on Waleed, I go, Waleed!
This has been years in the making, but I finally got the chance to sit down with them, and they are two awesome dudes. Plus, they have their own podcast.
I'm just wondering why you didn't invite Just Rain to your wedding.
Oh, damn. Did he ask you to ask me that?
We talk about the creative process, what they're doing now, Waleed's new food cart, about how he invested his 30 bands into it. So if you like this video, make sure to hit the subscribe button. We have tons of guests coming up. So without further ado, Zach and Waleed. What's up, lightweights? Today we have Zach and Waleed from the Zach and Waleed Show.
Yeah, sir.
What's up, lightweights? I've been watching you guys for forever, for real.
That's appreciated. Thank you very much.
Yeah, how long are we talking?
Probably 2015, 2014.
Damn.
I would watch Vine up until 5 in the morning. And once I found like your page, I would just go on like endless scrolls. I thought they were so funny.
Dude, thank you. Wow.
Yeah.
So this really appreciative.
This is a really cool moment for me.
We have been around around for a very long time. So it feels good.
Have you seen the landscape change obviously so many times?
Yes.
Yeah.
When you found out that Vine was ending, were you sad?
I forgot where I was.
Dude, it's like 9/11.
when the Vine app went down.
COVID.
First thing I did, call my family.
Oh, man.
Make sure they're okay. No, I think it was already kind of dwindling down a little bit in the last like couple of months. And so it kind of felt like it was already kind of gone. Yeah. But then when it really happened, it was definitely a shock.
Right.
Yeah. I would say like my sort of like catering to social media has been short form content. So I was pretty sad about it. But I did try and expand like as it was going away into longer form. So I was already preparing for it to go away. And I was like slowly prepping for the big breakup. But yeah, I was pretty sad about it.
Do you remember when that meeting with Viners took place where they demanded $1 million each?
Oh, dude. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I wasn't on the inside or have any knowledge about it, but I did hear like the whole situation.
I want to know what happened inside because it sounds like a mob movie. Yeah. It sounds like a mafia movie.
Do you know about it?
No, I remember hearing about it. I'm like, there's no way. They held it hostage for $1 million each, 20 people?
Yeah.
It didn't make any sense.
How much was it?
I think $1 million each.
Yeah, that's
and like 20 people.
Oh, 20. Okay, damn.
So they wanted like 20 million in total.
Well, now, I mean, they were kind of ahead of the curve, like, because a lot of social media platforms pay their creators now. So they were kind of like already ahead.
They're on the kick deal.
Yeah, dude. I mean, what? Twitch? Yeah, all the live streaming stuff, they pay. I know YouTube or Instagram has like pay your people now or whatever. And then YouTube does too, doesn't it?
Kind of, yeah.
So. They were ahead. Vine missed out.
Why do you think people are so attracted to your dancing?
Oh, wow. It's the hips, dude. The hips, just that circular metronome kind of. I don't know. I just think, like, facial expressions plus dancing mm-hmm. plus just, like, good music. I think I have a pretty good music taste.
Yeah, he does. He does.
But, yeah, I just think, like, all that combined can keep people entertained. So
When you watch it for a while, too, it almost, like, hypnotizes you. You're like, how does he know those moves?
I'm trying to learn new dance moves this year. I want to learn how to shuffle. I want to learn how to moonwalk. And I want to learn how to seawalk. I don't want to say the full word.
Oh, I'm trying to figure out what that was.
I'll let the commenters figure that out. Yeah.
Are you a perfectionist when it comes to your videos and your editing?
I used to be editing, like, not really anymore, but I used to be, like, especially on Vine, it would actually, like, hinder my, like, posting cadence. Like, if I had, like, stuff in the drafts and they were okay, I wouldn't post it. And then, like, I would show Waleed or mm-hmm. I would show my wife now, like, my videos are, like, just post it. Like, who cares? And I'm like, nah, it's not good. So I was a perfectionist, but now I'm just, like, now, like, with how social media is, like, very saturated, I would say, like, you just got to post. Like, the more you post, mm-hmm. the more you're in the algorithm, blah, blah, blah. So now I'm just having more fun with it. I feel like to start off the year, we'll wait for the depression to kick in. Like, but for right now, I'm doing, like, I have, like, the creative juices going. So
tomorrow? Yeah. Damn it. Yeah.
I've had one depression day so far this year. But, yeah. No, I've had my creative juices flowing again, so I'm just having fun with it. Yeah.
Is that depression days from, like, lack of hitting the algorithm?
I mean, you guys all know, like, you get that the likes and the juices yeah. from, like, just, like, people, you know, appreciative of your stuff. So you get that little high. But once you don't get the high, that's when you get the low from the non-social media likes and yeah. stuff like that. So
I think I get more sad when I hang on to an idea for too long.
Yeah.
I'm like, I, like, still want to do it, but now it's, like, kind of too late, and now I'm just like, I didn't do it and I missed out. And
yeah.
Like,
well, you're a go. Yeah. Yeah. So you're good about it now. He just bought the cart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking cool. Yeah, yeah.
That idea has been sitting around for a while, I'm sure.
I know.
Wait, yeah. Do you only have it for a couple months?
No, so that was the problem. So I wanted to buy this or get a cart for so long.
A food cart.
Yeah, a food cart. Originally, it was supposed to be a food truck. And then when I broke down the cost, it was going to be like $100,000 from the get-go. And I was like, well, I don't like the idea of that. And so I went to New York and I saw a halal cart and I was like, oh my God, this is it. And so I went back here. I found one on, I think, like, Facebook Marketplace. It was, like, pre-used or whatever. And yeah,
how much was it?
It was, like, $20,000. And then with the wrap and then with all, like, the updates, it's, like, I'm, like, down 30.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he pays his employees.
Yeah, so I pay my only employee.
You?
No, yeah, he doesn't pay me at all. No, it's just a
my other employees actually
yeah, pay. Yeah, yeah. You do pay your cooks and stuff like that. But it's just a fun idea that I'm happy to just ride along with.
Yeah.
So
it was one of those ideas we've had for a while. And then I was like, you know what? I don't know when I'm going to do it again. I just got to pull the trigger and just get it.
That's so cool.
Yeah. So I own it. I own it.
It's, do you actually, like, go places and do it?
So I've only done a catering gig and then, like, a friends and family thing, like a small thing. So then I think...
That wasn't small, bro.
That was a lot of people, actually. That was, like, close to 100 people.
Do you stress out when there's a line?
Yeah, but he does a pretty good job because he's, like, our server, our waiter. And so he memorizes,
for real.
He serves a meal, serves moves. He's really good at, like, okay, you stand over here, I got you in a couple minutes, and then takes other people's orders. Like, he's good.
I'm good at, like, I've had the serving waiter background, so I'm pretty good at, like, memorizing names and faces. And then with that is your order that I put everything in my head, and then when I see you, I'm like, okay, there's your food. So I'm pretty good with it.
But used to work at a catering hall, right?
I did, Mimi's Cafe. That was my first serving gig, and then my first ever job, I was flipping burgers at Nation's Burgers in the Bay. But yeah, so I've been in the food industry for a while. I highly recommend, like, for any young fans out there, your first job industry. Like, it's the best. Like, I know it's slowly going away just because of, like, it's all, like, electronic now. People
pick
just
up,
tap
yeah.
the thing. But, like, you get, like, the communication skills over with. You get, like, the personalization, mm-hmm. personal skills over with. So it's really good. I like it.
Did you really fail the food test?
No. I passed.
Did you fail the first couple times?
No. It was actually because I remember I took it a couple of times. I took it a couple of times. Like,
no one's been sick yet, right?
Yeah, no one's been sick yet. Fingers crossed. So It was like this time it was like way easier because I did it like when I worked at Subway and when I worked at my dad's restaurant. The one thing I will say,
you had to take it at Subway.
Yeah, you had to take it at Subway.
I worked at Subway. I didn't have to take
really?
It.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
What the
really?
Hell?
Hey, what Subway did you work at?
In New Jersey.
Not, dude, New Jersey.
Yeah.
I That's where you worked at?
Yeah, no, no, no.
The one in Marlboro?
No, California. I worked in the whole year.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, I just got hired and started making sandwiches.
Maybe it's a New Jersey thing.
Oh.
I feel like you guys are pretty loose with your sandwich laws.
Yeah, we don't care.
You were born there. You can't say you guys.
Oh, yeah.
You guys. New Jerseyans. You guys.
Where were you born?
I was born in Hackensack.
Oh, I went to school in Montclair.
I moved when I was 8, so I don't have that much.
Right.
Yeah.
You still have memories.
Yeah, I guess.
Did you like working there?
Yeah, I actually, yes and no. I think there's like obviously like the horror stories of like customers and like.
I thought you said horror.
I thought there were whores too.
Yeah.
Subway whores, yeah. You know.
bread.
And then, but I liked it because it was like my first like proper food job, and then like also the experience what Zach was saying, like working with customers and like Subway, Chipotle, like I feel like those places is very direct communication with the customer. Like, it's not like, okay, here's your order, boom, you just ordered one sandwich. It's like you're very patient,
yeah.
You're talking to them, they're getting angry, you got to chill out.
I think that's how, like, YouTube pranksters, like, started off. Like, they started in the food industry because, like, it's hard to interact with just people on the streets, you know?
Yeah,
like,
you know,
you got to get the personalization skills over with, and then you can fuck around with them. That's how.
Did you have any horror stories working at Subway?
I never knew how to make the sandwiches, so, like, I was very, like, I feel like I only ate like bologna.
Yeah.
So when people would come in for like an Italian sub, I'd be like, what is it? And then they'd ask for like whatever. But then because I didn't know what I was doing, I would overcompensate and give them extra meat and not charge them. And then at night, I would always take home the bread. So
do you guys have like the cheat sheet like behind the wall?
We didn't. It didn't tell us how many like of slices to take. And then by the time it's like he's saying, yeah. It's like the customer's staring at you and you're like looking for like the tuna salad and you're like, how many scoops is it?
It's just a different sandwich every time.
Yeah, it is. There's no consistency, but everyone was happy because I overfed them.
At my Subway, yeah, they used to make me count how many cucumbers I put on.
Damn.
No, not yeah. Mine was like, well, I mean, mine went out of business after a month of me working there.
I wonder why.
Yeah.
They ran out of ingredients really fast.
Really?
But I had a great time.
Oh, yeah.
That's probably why we didn't have to take the license either.
Yeah, exactly. It was just free range.
What was the license? What did it consist of? Like, what was the questions that they had?
Basically, to just make sure you're, like, refrigerating everything properly or, like, how to safely sanitize dishes or, like, how to, like, you know, organize a fridge. Like, you got to put the chicken on the bottom and the veggies on the top so chicken juices don't go.
Huh? Just throw it all in there.
How Waleed's car anything goes.
Yeah, exactly.
This episode is sponsored by Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning platform available on desktop or as an app, and that it truly immersifies you in the language that you want to learn. Maybe you have an upcoming international trip or you want to connect with a family or a friend. I know a lot of people who want to learn a new language just to pick up a new hobby. I can personally attest to this as I used Rosetta Stone when I went to Italy for my honeymoon. It helped me brush up on the Italian that I learned back in school, and I was able to get through the land and speak the native language. It made it so much more fun, plus my wife loved it. They're the trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered. Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, Polish. There's no English translation, so you really learn to speak, listen, and think in the language. Plus, there's lifetime membership and access to all 25 language courses Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off. A steal. Don't put off that language learning. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Lightweight's podcast listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language learning courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today. It's the Joe Guarantee. In the hobby, it's not easy being a fan of ripping packs or repacks. We hype ourselves up thinking we could pull one of the best autographs in the game, but guess what? With zero transparency on available cards and hit rates, it's all just a shot in the dark. Until now. Introducing Slab Packs from ArenaClub.com. The only repack that provides real value, a complete view of all possible cards, and clear hit rates for each one. Now, when I buy Slab Packs on Arena Club, it finally feels like I know what I'm getting. What I love is the display of the available cards, the hit rates, and the grading. Arena is a marketplace for card collecting, buying, trading, selling, displaying, and with Arena Club Slab Packs, they're revolutionizing the repack game with transparency. After your pulls are revealed, they'll immediately be placed in your vault for safekeeping or trading and selling. You can have them officially graded by Arena Club. The Arena Club grading process is accurate, fast, and transparent, with a full grade rationale provided and explanation of how your card was scored. So whether you're buying, selling, trading, or displaying, Arena Club is the card collecting platform you have to check out. Right now, you can get 10% off your first purchase by going to arenaclub.com/lightweights. Wow, that's a crazy offer. 10% off a $400 slab pack. That's $40 right there. Anyways, go to arenaclub.com/lightweights for 10% off your first purchase.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Wait, so do you act, you cook it yourself?
So I marinate everything myself, and then what I've been finding, because originally I was like, oh yeah, I'll be behind the grill and serving and doing all this. It's so hard.
You're kissing babies. Yeah. You're just mingling around.
So that's the idea, is like I want to be able to offer, if someone does come from the cart and like as a customer, I want to give them the experience of like, hey, I'll serve you food, or Zach will serve you food, but like I'll have a cook, I have like a sous chef. Because I don't want to, I want people to, if they came for my food, I want them to have that experience. I don't want to be stuck behind the grill the whole time. Yeah.
Is it Afghan food?
Yeah, it's like Afghan and then a little bit of like Mediterranean. There's like some of the dishes, like the salads that we use. But yeah, Afghan, Persian, Mediterranean.
Can you cover some of your branding on the cart?
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot. There's like an Arabic minion. There's Arab, Arab Mr. Beast. There's a shawarma Iron Man. It's like War Machine Iron Man, but he has a shawarma machine in front of him, which I made it into an actual costume.
What do you mean?
Like the shawarma Iron Man thing. It's like an Iron Man costume with a donor machine in front of it. And then there's like, you know how Iron Man...
that's your mascot?
Yeah, it's going to be... He has like cannons. It's going to be a pita bread launcher.
He's trying it on today.
Yeah. I spent like $3,000 on it.
Can I see it?
I don't have a photo of it yet. I'm gonna take a photo today. I'll send
it. He's trying it on after this.
Yeah.
That's fucking huge.
Yeah. I know.
This is going to launch us, guys. I'm fully in.
He had his almost first opening coming up pretty soon.
It was supposed to be around that time, but then... I don't know, there's like all these permits of like, you know, where you could place yourself in LA. There's like all those rules. I had no idea. I just thought you could pull up these carts anywhere.
Yeah. And you can't.
You can't. You have to find, make sure it's like on the right spot. And then if it's too close to a park, you have to get like some type of permit with food sales. It's like a whole thing. So we're just trying to find.
What happens if you do just pull up?
Yeah, I thought you, like, in California, you can.
You could, but there's a possibility if it's like, oh, you're this many inches from this business. Like, there's so many rules like that.
So cops just come and check you? Or, like...
Or, like, not cops, but, like, California safety, food. Just swing them a couple hundred bucks.
Like,
yeah.
Someone just drives by, like, parking permit
food
people?
Snitches? Yeah, yeah, I guess, yeah.
That's crazy.
I know.
Oh, I thought you could just set up anywhere.
I feel like... I'm going to see what happens.
Go to jail?
Because I remember Dave's Hot Chicken came on here, and I think they said that the food guys came to them, and then they just kept going until they sold out.
But oh, like, really?
I could be completely wrong.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Let's go with that.
So that's the thing. So it's like, I had to reach out to like some of my food buddies and like ask for their advice on like how to workshop a menu properly. Like, there's all these, the joke became into like an actual business that I had to learn how to make and run.
Damn it, now I have to actually try.
Yeah, exactly.
Now you have to do work.
Now I'm a business owner. Yeah.
Wait, so are you going to try and set up at a certain location every day?
No, so the idea is like I want to do pop-ups first. So I'm going to try to do like 6 or 7 this year.
Where? At like festivals?
Like, I'll probably do like 2 or 3 in LA, 1 in the Bay Area for sure. And then I want to do 1 in New York because you could hitch the cart. On like a sprinter or like a truck.
How are you going to do it in New York?
You're going to drive 3,000 miles to do one pop-up there?
We'll do a kebab tour.
Bro, that makes me nervous.
You stop at Texas.
Why don't you just rent one like in New York?
No, but it's wrapped already.
Oh, yeah, fuck.
But people steal a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I have an AirTag on it.
Wow.
I have multiple air tags.
Wow, no one's going to touch it now. Damn, dude.
I unscrewed things and, hit it. Because that's so scary. Imagine you buy this thing for 30 racks and then it's gone.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah.
Are you stashing it at a warehouse?
Yeah, so I have it at my buddy's warehouse.
What's the address?
do you have the door code?
Yeah. We do have a gate on it. It is safe.
You have security guards.
We have a security guard in the warehouse. Yeah.
I'm really threatening.
Yeah. Why aren't you there right now?
Come on the pod.
Yeah. But it's a good time.
That's sick.
Yeah.
I'm so excited to see it unravel.
When I have my first one, you have to come.
I want to.
Yeah, and if it's bad, because you're a food guy, so I'm nervous to invite you.
No. Wait, how are you a food guy? Just the Subway background?
I have that Keithley. That's it? No, I used to do
you
a lot.
You Subway guys.
We know us, man. We're serious.
I used to do a lot of mukbangs. So, I have, a whole YouTube channel of, 200 or 300 food videos. And I used to do a lot of Instagram videos, trying different places.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Nice.
So, I'm excited for that.
Okay, I'm glad.
Yeah.
I'm glad.
What if Keith Lee came to your...
I was going to say, you're Keith Lee before Keith Lee.
Right? Yeah, yeah, I'm Keith Lee without the pole.
Got it.
So, not going to change your life, but I'll come try it.
If Keith Lee came to my car, I think I would just shut down for the day and say, we ran out.
I think... So, he just did a Bay tour, and that's where I'm from, and it was really embarrassing for me just to, see his interaction with the Bay, and he left early, and, I guess he got, sick from eating fish or something like that, and he asked the cook or the restaurant, did you cook in any fish oil or anything like that, or did you clean the grill? And they said yeah, and apparently they didn't, and then he got his face swelled up or something like that, and he went to the hospital and he had to leave because he also felt unsafe with his family around. Pretty bad, pretty embarrassing. So,
did he show the restaurant that it happened at?
No, he kept everything hidden.
Yeah,
respectable guy.
That's crazy.
I know.
Yeah, but I felt really embarrassed because I'm Bay proud, but it's rough times right now trying to make everyone think happy thoughts about the Bay.
Because there is really good food spots in the Bay.
Yeah. The Bay's sick.
Yeah.
I like the Bay. But
Keith Lee didn't like it.
Keith Lee, if he didn't like it, then it's going to get a bad rep.
So, yeah, one bad review will take you down.
So, Keith Lee, you're not allowed in the cart. You're banned.
Yeah. What's your top three restaurants you like, your food spots?
Here in L.A., ooh, that's tough.
Subway,
Jersey Mike's, Quiznos.
Wow, you're really credible.
Yeah. Dude. Hot Chicken, Humble Bird.
Okay.
Have you been there in North Hollywood?
I know.
Really, really juicy, delicious.
Nice.
Hot take. The Brazilian place in Hollywood. Bossa Nova.
Yes, oh, nice. I've heard that.
Yeah,
incredible.
Nice.
Truly incredible.
That's Brazilian?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Really, really good.
That's really good.
I think they're mouthwatering and...
Mouthwatering, that's a good.
Yeah.
Is your cart
mouthwatering? I need to use that. You have to use those buzzwords.
You gotta put Joe on your cart now. Yeah.
He spray painted on the front.
Mouthwatering.
Makes your mouth wet.
Amboy's Burgers is really good.
Yes.
In downtown LA?
Yep.
They're really good. And Cassell's Hamburgers, too.
Damn.
Incredible.
Nice.
Yeah.
You're not a chain restaurant guy?
not really.
Damn. Zach's a very big Chili's,
Yeah, I hear you're in the DMs.
Chili's shirt.
Wait, actually?
Yeah, this is the baby back throwback shirt.
Oh, it's Chili's. This isn't a bit?
No.
No, he loves Chili's.
So. Oh, I really do like Chili's. I mean, it is a bit, but, I do like Chili's.
he goes.
But I really do like it. So,
what's your favorite item?
I still just get the bacon burger, or I'll get the Santa Fe burger. It's spicy. But yeah, I just like the environment. It's just it's a higher class sports bar to me. And I'm a big sports guy. I like just sitting, having a beer, having a burger. And it's just a good family environment. You know?
He invited me the first time. I was like, what are you talking about? Chili's? He's like, dude, I promise. It's sick. He's not wrong.
It's cheap.
It's good.
Chill. Yeah. It's fun. It's just, it's nice.
Do they still have endless chips?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's cool. They didn't take that away.
The thing is, the prices are so cheap. Inflation has not even affected them. We went for both of us. We both had drinks, dessert, a full entree, the chips. It was $50.
Yeah, it's really nice.
When you go to Bossa Nova, what is that running?
The Brazilians, dude. They hit your pockets, man. Yeah, I just like it.
Being a sports guy.
Yes.
Should steroids be allowed in baseball?
Dude, the steroid era was probably the most fun to watch baseball. Sammy Sosa, Mark McGwire. It's
Barry
fun,
Bonds,
dude. Barry Bonds, Hall of Fame in my opinion. But I think it's more fun. It makes it just makes it more interesting to watch. Like nowadays, like they even did the reverse in baseball. They juice the baseballs to make it like the balls go further. And they, I think they did that. They admitted to it in 2019. I'm pretty sure.
That's real?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure they juiced the baseballs in 2019. They admitted to it and it just got swept under the rug. And then they kind of went back because you'll see the stats, like the most home runs ever in MLB history, I think was 2019. And then like it just dipped. Like during after COVID, I think.
Oh, they stopped doing it.
Yeah.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Because I looked at the home runs for the years, and I was thinking like, oh, obviously Barry Bonds, Mark McGwire, those are the highest years, but the numbers kept going.
Yeah.
Even after.
This is the place where Black is the main character, where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction. Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love. And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop and BMF. Explore Prime Video's culture-rated collection and enjoy old school greats and new school hits. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
After steroids were banned.
I like I said, I think it's they juice the baseballs because they know like home runs make people watch the sport. Yeah. And it's a pretty boring sport.
Do you like the new rule update?
With the pitch clock and stuff like that. It's yeah, it makes it more interesting to watch. Like, but when you go to games, like you have to get drunk pronto.
Yeah,
like, you can't, you have to like hurry up, drink your shit, and just
don't go to the bathroom because you're gonna miss four innings.
Yeah. You literally like you have to like go to the kiosk or whatever, buy like three drinks, and then that's it for the whole game. And you gotta,
honestly,
you gotta pregame hard. Like if you're going to have a good time, but if you're just going for the sport, like I think it's good. It makes it go faster.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
What do you think is the biggest controversy in all of sports?
Oh, baby.
Oh, wow.
Dude, have you seen the documentaries on Netflix with the NBA refs betting on the sport?
No.
Yeah, there's I forget his name right now, but he was an NBA referee, and he admitted to betting on games, and he like would throw games and shit like that, and he was friends with current NBA refs, and he would show like his phone log and shit like that, and there's calls during the time that he got caught betting, calls with current NBA referees back and forth with him, and they're still reffing to this day, and they say like it was just calls just to like say what's up and see how you're doing and shit like that. But like it's pretty obvious, like you're calling just to say, hey, put this bet down on this, I'm calling the Clippers Spurs game today, shit like that. So I think that one's a pretty big deal. Steroids obviously a pretty big deal. Another one is NFL like concussions. Like they sweep that shit under the rug.
Yep.
We're friends with Josh Palmer and shit like that. We didn't ask him about concussions or whatever. But like they say like before the interview starts, like don't ask me about anything like that because we're not allowed to talk about like.
Mm-hmm. It's always been like hush hush. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
So there has to be something there.
Yeah, it's pretty fuck. It's a big deal, but yeah, because I think even Gavin Newsom he he reversed the ban on tackling football for kids. Like, there was a ban for kids to not do tackling football, and Gavin Newsom just said that it's okay for them to do it now. But yeah, it's a pretty good deal, because I wouldn't have my kids play tackle football. So
it would be fun that Gavin Newsom's like pushing his
dude. He did. Did you saw the video?
No, I didn't.
He played basketball with some kids in China or some shit like that, and he was trying to do a juke move with a one on one, and he fucking hit him on the ground. So it was an accident, but it was pretty funny.
Do you guys ever do fantasy sports?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did it once for we did a league with TMG, and as a joke, I was like, I'm just gonna do everything wrong, hoping that it would work out, and then I ended up just losing.
Yeah.
Was there a penalty for it?
Yeah, stream for like, what, 24 hours?
You had to stream for, I think it was, you had to stream for 12. I don't think it was 24.
I think it was 24.
You did 24 hours? I forget.
No, it was 12 hours. It was a 12-hour live stream. I was gonna say. Like from night to morning.
And he did that, and then he potted with me with our podcast right after that. And he was like, it was dead. Like he was, he had energy for like the first 30, and then after that, he was just like staring at me, yawning. And I was like, you have anything to say about that? He's like, dude, like this podcast episode is done.
We take there'd be like a break to like fix cameras or something, and I'd just knock out immediately.
He would sleep. Then, yeah. It was pretty crazy.
How'd you guys meet?
We met on Vine.
Mm-hmm. Who DM'd who?
I DM'd him.
Cute.
And I said, yo, you're super funny. Like, let's hang out one of these days. And then so we ended up like meeting at some spot in Long Beach, but it was funny because there's like all these restaurants in like the street that we went to, and he picked the first one, and it happened to be like an Indian restaurant. And I'm like, Zach, you know I'm not Indian, right? He goes, I think you like it.
It was the first restaurant on the street, and we were walking down the street, so I just saw it.
He's like, I was like, have you ever been here before? He goes, no.
You have, right?
I'm like, huh?
Yeah.
It's cool because you guys are so tight. I'm just wondering why you didn't invite Just Rain to your wedding.
Oh, damn. Did he ask you to ask him that? Fuck. No, we had... So, my wife's side of the family is like 100 people plus, and we had 150 cap. And I only have 10 people on my side of the family. I have two cousins. That's it. So, it was all like her side of the family. We had a few number of people for friends. So sorry, Jess, you didn't make the cut. Love you very much. If I have a second wedding with my wife, just for the hell of it, you're in.
He tells you, he's like, just do another one. It'll just be us three.
If we just have a 2-year anniversary wedding throwback, then you're in. So, yeah.
It is funny too, because when I told Jess, I was like, yeah, I'm going to the wedding. He's like, oh,
I feel so bad.
Have you ever had those moments before?
Yeah. Not where I wasn't invited. No.
Did you have a few people on your list for your wedding that people didn't make the cut and you felt really bad for? You still keep in contact with? Or
like... I didn't really feel bad.
Okay.
I think because all my family is from like the East Coast, so for everyone to fly out, it is a big ask.
Yeah. Where'd you have your wedding at?
In Santa Barbara.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you like being a married guy?
I love it. I mean, it's like I've been dating my wife for like 15 years.
Oh wow.
We met freshman year of high school. We had a little off and on. It's basically just married to your best friend. So.
Did anything ever change after you got married?
No.
Same thing.
Nothing. Yeah.
More really chilies.
Yeah. I literally, it's just like the ring on the finger for me is the difference. That's about it. It's,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's That's nice. So cool.
Yeah.
Do you ever get jealous
of being married?
No, that Zach spends talking with his wife too much.
Yeah, kind of.
He did almost make the cut for my best man. Does that make you feel any better?
Yeah, I made the cut for the best man.
Oh, what the heck?
Yeah, that's the fucked up part. I made groomsman, which I feel like it was a technicality.
You were a groomsman?
Yeah.
You were like the first groomsman.
Yeah.
So.
Who was your best man?
Some best friend.
He's gonna answer for me.
Best childhood friend when they met in the first grade.
We were buddies in second grade.
Yeah,
I still hang out with him. Still talk to him.
What about Vine, man?
Yeah. The second wedding anniversary that I was talking about, you're my best.
Okay,
friend,
so
but what about Jess Ray?
Yeah,
he's invited. He's just invited. Jesus Christ, there's so many rules that are happening, dude. This is gonna be like a social media wedding only. It's just for fucking YouTube.
Just two people.
Yeah.
You do gaming?
Yeah.
Can you explain to me? Ah, shit.
It's okay.
The sound paneling blah, 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 is okay. Falling off.
another one's falling off then.
Can you explain to me Fortnite and when an artist performs in it.
Oh my God, please, yes.
What does that mean?
It is an experience.
But you is know, it?
People go to concerts to see their favorite artists, whatever. Sure, that's cool. But when you have your slurp juice in one hand and you're a weird pickaxe with LeBron James.
Do you pregame these concerts?
Like, oh, absolutely.
Not in game. Yeah. Like in your real life. Are you drinking? Are you enjoying the concert?
At real life concerts?
No. Like when you're Fortnite? Watching
yeah,
Fortnite.
I'll have a little drink and watch Eminem rap.
Wait, is it really him rapping?
Yeah, so they'll I don't know actually. That's a good question. I think I'm just listening to music.
Is it someone's playlist?
I feel like it is. It's just like you're listening to the track, no?
Yeah, but then they make this whole like immersive world, which here's yes, cheesy is Fortnite, haha. But if you're like an artist, right, it's such a cool idea to do a concert in Fortnite because you're like, oh, I want to be 30 feet tall and walk around all over the world and like break this asteroid. Like, you could do whatever you want,
but isn't he not there?
I think he's either. I know someone recorded, like, Marshmello did a set. Dude, beautiful.
How old are you going to be this year?
30. Marshmello did a set, but he did a live set, and there was playing in real time in the game.
So right, like, yeah. But the Eminem was like...
Oh, he was just... Yeah, that was a lame one.
That wasn't the Coachella headline.
Yeah, that was not, yeah. I'd say Travis was the best set.
Was he live?
I think he was live.
You don't remember?
I didn't attend. I didn't play Fortnite back then. I gotta rewatch. You could rewatch all of them on YouTube, which is sick.
This is your sports, bro. Yeah. Like, I went on like a nice little tangent about my sports. You can go on a nice tangent about Fortnite.
It's like the world now, like anyone's in that game. There's like,
what does that mean? Like, anyone?
Like the IP that they do like license collabs with, like there's all these animes like Naruto, and then there's like, I think the next collabs could be SpongeBob. Then it's like Travis Scott, LeBron James is in it for some reason. It's just like a different game.
Dude, this is like a young teenager's dream.
Yeah,
SpongeBob, yeah. Family Guy, LeBron.
Family Guy, isn't it?
I know, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
How many hours do you track on it a week?
Oh, shoot. Oh, man. I think I'll start my nights, not every day, maybe 3 days a week, 8, and I'll end off at like 12. So like at least like 12 hours a week. Which I should be doing something productive. Like focusing on the car.
Dude, you're not like a fucking alcoholic. It's okay to say that you play.
Oh, I'm getting blacked out. Wow.
It's like your sponsor's watching. Yeah. You now. Like,
no, but it's sick. It's like now there's like racing on it now, like actual car racing. And
do you
like,
stream it or are you just playing by yourself?
I just play by myself, like
for fun.
With my buddies.
I think you should get back into streaming.
Yeah, I should.
Just, you know.
But I don't want to see him get like, I'm getting pissed and real. Fuck, shit.
Throwing controllers against
exactly.
The wall. Yeah, true.
Did you guys see the news story about the man who went naked swimming in the Bass Pro Shop?
Yeah.
Yes.
Which I
feel bad, dude. Like, when it came out, I guess his wife said that he was a veteran and he just had a bad manic episode of drugs or something like that.
Oh, that's so sad.
Yeah. So okay. I feel really bad because the jokes are, we made jokes about it. A lot of people are making jokes about it. But now, like, hearing about the wife coming out and saying, I'm like, fuck. Like,
well, maybe that's just an excuse.
Oh, yeah. He was a veteran on Fortnite.
I would hope you would say that for me. I did something like that.
Well, he played way too many hours of Fortnite.
He just kept getting so pissed.
Killed a lot of people
he
in
just
the did, game.
He kept losing. Yeah. I just want to know the experience for those employees working at the shop.
Yeah.
Like, what's the protocol when someone does that?
Same stuff happened at Subway when I was there.
Huh?
You guys had a pool in Subway?
Yeah.
And people were jumping in there.
New Jersey.
Yeah, damn. Hell yeah. No, I think you just gotta, like, you know, when shoplifters nowadays, like, you can't touch them or else they'll sue you, which is crazy and weird. But, like, you just gotta let the... My mom works at Brighton. It's a store in the mall, jewelry store. And, like, anytime that someone shoplifts, she just has to, like, sit back and, like, she can't touch them. Unless they leave the mall or something like that. Like,
then she could tackle
that's
them?
That's when she could tackle them? I don't know. I don't fucking know. Some weird rule where, like, touching people nowadays is... instant assault, suing, and like shit like that.
Yeah, because you can't take, you're not like allowed to take action.
Yeah.
And then you're going to get sued by the company.
Yeah.
You got to be careful at your cart. Yeah. Like, if anyone tries to steal anything,
I know.
You just got to let them
take it. Wally's going to fucking, Wally's going to bring it on.
I'm going to suit up.
I'm going to grab my Fortnite controller. Yeah.
My pita bread launcher. It's a t-shirt cannon, so It has some power.
On the left side's a gun. Yeah. Right side's the pita cake.
This actual propeller to fly.
Don't grab the wrong one just in case.
This is your childhood dream, bro. If anyone touches your shit, you better.
If anyone steals it, yeah, whatever.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, hey, here's the keys to the car.
Oh, you got the air tag.
Yeah, I got the air tag. You're good, buddy. Yeah.
Wait, is this really your childhood dream?
It is. It's like
with the t-shirt cannon too?
Not the Iron Man thing. That was just like a last, that just happened. I don't know how. But to own my own food thing has always been like a dream of mine. Because back when I used to grow up, my dad would have all these restaurants and they would all flop and fail. And so I was like, oh, it'd be cool if I did it and like did it right one day. So then getting the cart is like my way of like, I don't know, trying to fulfill my dream, but also like his struggle of failing every single time.
Yeah.
Is it a stepping stone to a restaurant?
Yeah, either like a brick and mortar, which would be like sick. That'd be so tight. Or like a, or get like a food truck. And then I would get rid of the cart by crashing the truck into it.
If you didn't, I have a question on that. Like, if you didn't have social media, like, how would you recommend for someone who wants to do a food cart to like make it poppin? You know what I mean? Because you have a background already with social media, so it's easy for you to just put on an Instagram story like, hey, I'm gonna be here, and then you'll get people coming. But like, if someone like an amateur guy wants to start a food cart, how would you tell them like, this is what you have to do to make it like popping?
That's a good question. I think honestly, what I know,
you know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
But food is like, it's word of mouth, right? Yeah. Like him telling you to go to all these restaurants, like you trust his taste in food, I hope. Yeah.
Yeah. Or don't like,
trust mine. Yeah,
Chili's. Don't trust mine.
I do like Chili's.
Yeah.
Got him already. Clip that.
Clip that, Chili's. We got it.
I think if I had no social media and I'm like trying to start a food business, I think honestly, I would just invite the most like influential, not, it doesn't have to be like the biggest, like Gordon Ramsay or something, but someone who enjoys food and like you want them to co-sign your cart. You know what I mean? Yeah. You want them to give you that word of mouth.
Yeah.
So I think like people like that who you follow or enjoy, who watch food, just like, hey, come for a free meal. Let me take care of you.
I honestly think like the old school, like flyers, like as lame as it is, just handing out flyers to people and you're going to get the instant rejections and shit. But just like getting the picture with the name in people's eyes I think like it goes a long way. Like even when you're driving like in LA and you see the billboards and shit, like I just saw like True Detective, the show is out and I was like, oh shit, I forgot about that show. I watched it the other day. So like, it's just like shit like that. Like small advertisement kind of stuff, I think goes a long way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's funny. I just saw True Detective too, and I said to my wife, we should watch it.
Yeah, it's really good. Like small advertisement like that, like just in person, like media advertisement. Yeah, it's important to do. But like, I think like in person stuff that like catches you, like not in the TV realm, is it goes a long way.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because I'm making a sauce right now, and I'm like, man, to advertise a sauce is so hard because you have to convince the person who's watching a video that the sauce is good.
And you have your permit.
Yeah, like, it's like, permit. And like, no, you have to convince them.
I didn't just make this. It's not my own shit.
Because like, at Costco, you go, you take a sample, you're like, mmm, that's delicious, whatever. Like, I'm going to go buy a bag or whatever the thing was. Yeah. But like online, promoting a sauce or like food, you just have to convince them as much as you can and describe the flavors.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's interesting.
Yeah.
I used to DM you.
Yeah. I know this. Sorry. I rejected a lot.
Let's show up, actually. No.
Let's pull up the clip.
I left you a lot on red. I apologize.
Shame.
The only reason I think it's so crazy is because when I was shooting a lot of sketches, I asked you if you wanted to partake.
Yes.
Which you ignored me.
I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. And I messaged you again exactly 2 years later.
You did.
And it just happened to be on that exact same day. And I said, hey, Zach, still a huge fan of your stuff. Every video is really a zinger. Really stroking the ego. I'll message you again in 2 years. Be well.
So then, I feel bad.
No.
I just want to like say, I've always been a solo guy.
I know.
And I like...
What the hell?
Why? I mean, I would never align myself with anyone.
I'm just pick and choosy of like who I like to work with. Nothing against anyone, nothing against you. And just like, I have like my comfortness of being in front of a camera and just having people like I've known for a while, like Waleed was easy for me to just like act in skits with. So it made me nervous when new people would want to just be like, hey, come join me and stuff like that to be in a skit. So just made me uncomfortable and more anxious. But nowadays, I'm trying to up my media game. So if you want to do a sketch, let's fucking do it.
Well, now you have to wait 2 years.
Yeah. Are we allowed to ask, can we ask you some questions? Because this is our first time meeting in person. So like, I've always known you part of the Dober crew. Is that okay to say?
Sure.
Or like, and you were like the OG person, in my opinion, of doing the skits with the zoom in effect and zoom out and the single character with continuous jokes, kind of like the Trevor Wallace vibe. With like the character that plays like with the cartoonish joke and shit. So are you still doing like skits like that? Are you just doing or like filming for people? Or are you doing more of your own stuff nowadays?
When I first moved out to LA, I would hit up everybody and anybody that I could do a video with. So like Matt and Matthews, Vincent Marcus, Rydune, Calvillo.
Damn, Rydune was a throwback.
Yeah. And so when I would film for people, I would ask them just to give me a tag so that I can grow my social media following.
Yeah.
And it worked. It worked a little, but what I realized, I needed to be in the video.
Got it.
Which I didn't want to be.
Yeah.
Because I like being behind the camera.
Got it.
And, but then what I realized is I needed to post my own video.
Yep.
Yeah.
So the only way that I could do that was for me to be behind the camera, filming it like vlog style and kind of being like, the straight guy and then let the other person be like, because they're in front of the camera, so they need to be the wild character, crazy person. So I don't do that anymore because once I switched over to vlogs and now I'm just doing podcasting stuff. But that's kind of how it started.
Wow, you did like coin that format.
Yeah, I swear. Yeah. Whenever I would see like,
now that I'm thinking back at it, I remember the way that you used to shot.
Dude, the and fucking zoom ins.
Now everyone's doing that same exact thing.
I swear, bro, it was you. Cause like all the
this
names,
Christopher Nolan. Dude. Holy shit!
All the names you mentioned and like their videos and shit, I would always see that style. I was like, oh, I know the videographer that's doing this. Like, it's the same dude for every single dude.
Yeah,
dude, props to you, man. You're fucking crushing it.
Thanks.
Yeah,
yeah, because that was the only way that I can really grow my following, and with that, it was so easy for them to just, I'd say, like, bring three different shirts so we could film three different sketches.
Yeah.
Nice.
And then everything is, like, filmed in order, and I'd have them edited that night. And then I'd say, here, you want to throw these up? I'll throw these up. And then we would both counter post and it would push both our pages.
That's sick.
And that was when Instagram's algorithm was pushing 1 minute videos.
Got it.
So it was like the perfect timing of everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, now everyone is still doing that same kind of style and that format.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's such like an easy way to fill plot holes. Yeah. It's just like a voice off camera saying something.
Yeah.
And like you could just be ridiculous, like, why'd you do that?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Dude, nowadays it's like it's all like text on camera, like quick text, switch up the plot like really fast. Like you get like, oh, you think you're going one way with the video, but then it's like a quick left turn. And then like, I don't know, it's just like video styles nowadays. It's like shorter time span to watch, but also you need quicker hooks, like different hooks throughout the whole video. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That makes sense. But yeah, that's just what I've seen nowadays.
These Vine guys, man.
That was fun. It's fun. Yeah. It's good tests. Like Vine, like the people that are doing videos nowadays, I kind of would say would have a hard time on Vine. And
to get a punchline in 6 seconds.
Yeah. And then us, like the OG Viners, like we're having not harder times, but it's a new challenge for us to like make longer sketch videos and make it entertaining throughout the whole thing and keep up with like the new trends that are happening and shit like that. So it's fun. It's good challenges in my opinion, but yeah.
When you're making a 1 minute video of like, and you're playing four different characters, is that kind of easy for you to just visualize it? Because I've tried it.
Yeah.
But for me to like, okay, I'm this guy here, this guy there, that guy there, and like the camera, it's hard for me to even like.
Well, if you're schizophrenic.
I do see therapy. So you're crazy. Yeah, yes. No, it's I would say it's really easy for me. That's why I said that I like to go solo, because I hate feeling like I'm like controlling someone else. Like if I was telling you to say this line and it's not going the way that was going in my head, then I'm like, ah, fuck that, I'm not posting this video. So I would like to do the video myself with how I envisioned the line would go. I would change up my voice, I would change up my shirt and shit like that just to indicate a different character, and it would go so much smoother for me. And once I figured that out, I continued that style throughout my whole career. But nowadays it's just like I'm just trying to get more stuff out, grow in different ways. So just different people entering the video is probably better. But yeah.
And do you have it all like written out? Like
I usually just go off willy-nilly.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
So you're like, oh, you film this character and then you're like, okay, what's this guy going to say?
I envision like a normal conversation I would have with someone, like just like a restaurant kind of order. Like I'm ordering someone with at a food truck. And then I'm like, can I have the chicken wrap? And then the guy would report back to me, like, what do you want in it? And then if the guy ordering with the waiters kind of have to say something stupid and weird, then I would say it like that.
So
and
do you film, like, do you film all at once?
No, I cut it up. So I record what I'm going to say, like, can I have the chicken wrap? End video. Switch over to the other side. Click record. Yeah, I'll have the chicken wrap, please. End video.
Whoa, I didn't know that.
And then I would, and I would piece it all together like that.
So you are a crazy person.
But it's, like, nice because, like, it's how you would have a conversation with a person. Yeah. And then you end the conversation and then or end your line, and then you would start fresh with something else.
And where do you decide that it ends? That are you like, okay, that's the funniest this can possibly go?
I would like, the funny part is like I would get to like almost the conclusion of the video and I'm like sitting on my bed, I'm like, all right, I need to like think of a way. I literally just make it up, like it's either like gonna be dancing, it's gonna be some dad joke, it's gonna be like some weird shit, and that's usually like my three. But it's just kind of fun to just see how it's gonna end because I have no fucking idea sometimes.
He has a dartboard.
It's that South Park episode with the manatees.
Yeah, it's fun though. I like doing it. I don't know if sketches are still like a thing for social media. I would say it's kind of like a dying art, but I'm trying my best to keep it.
That's so funny because I write all my shots out, everything. Yeah, I'm like the direct opposite. Yeah.
When you did the one where you throw the rock and you come up on the beach.
Oh, yes.
Did you write that out, or is that like improv as you're like, you see this location, you're like, oh, this would be funny?
No, I did see that location ahead of time and I was like, I'm gonna save this for something. And then that's, and then from there I just did it. That was improv.
Dude, he spent, talk about your hawk vine.
Oh yeah. There was this one video, just to go back on, like I like doing these big ideas because like the payoff feels so good. Like back in the day, you couldn't, I think you couldn't, you could upload that Vine at the time?
Your Hawk Vine, you definitely had to. There's no way you can film that in-app.
So it was like right when Vine introduced uploading videos, and I'm like, oh, I have this really funny idea where a hawk flies on my arm and it has a letter and it says like, new phone, who dis, whatever, right? And I, like, this is, I have Subway money at this point. I don't have, like, yeah, real
he's
legit.
Rolling. Yeah.
And so I saved up, like, $2,500. I found, like, a hawk trainer. We went to Temecula. We shot the video. We uploaded it. And it was, like, still my best performing video on Vine.
That's so sick.
Yeah.
How much was everything?
It was, like, all in, like, $2,500, $3,000.
Just to get the hawk?
Yeah. Just to get the hawk. And then that was $2,500. And then I paid $500 for a shooter and a drone.
And you only had, didn't you only have like a few chances for the hawk to?
Oh,
like,
yeah, that was another thing too. One, I kept calling it a falcon, and the guy got mad at me. He's like, it's a hawk. And I'm like, ah.
And, just a stupid fighter.
Yeah, and the thing is, like, this is like a live bird, so they're like, oh, he can only do this like this many
live
times.
Hawk.
Yeah, sorry. Oh, fuck, yeah. Bird. He comes from here.
It's a hawk.
Yeah, I only had a few chances to get it right, and I did. And the video came out great, and it was like I got that payoff that I wanted.
Yeah.
Even after spending all that money.
Were you making money on Vine at that time?
No, not at all.
Dude, I was like, were you a brand deal guy on Vine, or like, were you big?
I wasn't on Vine really.
Oh, okay. Yeah, like I rejected a lot of brand deals.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Very regrettably so. My largest one on Vine was 10K from DraftKings.
For one 6-second video?
For one 6-second video.
Yeah, and at the time, this is like brand deals were so new to the internet, I feel like.
Dude, I thought that was like the, like, it was the, I don't think it made them any money at all.
Yeah.
Like, it was like, you know, when you see an ad, you just swipe up. But like, companies back in the day were throwing dough at creators just to like get their name out there. And like the money that I was seeing, like that I rejected a lot, was like, I don't know why I fucking rejected it.
I know. And it was funny telling that to someone too. They're like, dude, that's like $2,000 a second. What the hell?
Yeah.
Did you take that because it was like sports aligned with you?
I don't know. I just think like, oh wait, no.
Why did we take
this
it?
This was during college and I needed it for rent money. Yeah. So that's definitely why I took it. But yeah, no, I just like, I don't know why I rejected deals in the past. I just liked being the guy that just made content and I actually had a job.
Yeah.
So I would just try to really be true to myself. Like, okay, I'm working hard for my money. I don't need like some easy willy-nilly shit. But then nowadays I see like fucking people living their lives lavishly. Who were accepting brand deals during Vine days, and I regrettably missed out.
I think too, but also like,
I'm still tired.
We're relying on like Vine to figure out their own money system, like YouTube. And it's like, oh, it's gonna come eventually. Just make a good stuff, and then, but it never came.
It's okay.
And that's why they went down.
We're still happening, yeah. Buddy.
We're still holding on to it.
We got it, guys.
Guys, I think I have the app still on my phone.
Let's make one, boys.
Yeah. Wait, so did you get your wedding ring from Happy Jewelers?
Yeah.
You just happened to go there because all sports people were going there?
No, I just went there. We literally just Googled it. They just have good Google search
reviews. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you and your wife go together to pick out the ring?
She sent me her everything she wanted on a card. I just had it in my wallet, and I went there separately to go make it. And then
did you sneak off? Did she know you were going?
The whole proposal situation was kind of funny because I had it in my suitcase going back to the bay to propose.
I'm getting chills.
Yeah, that was a lot of like nervousness. I didn't sleep at a wink the night before. But yeah.
Did you know what you were going to say?
No. God, no.
Starts dancing.
Yeah, I had a mariachi band for her. I had a photographer. Mm-hmm. It was at where we first kissed up in the bay. And all that shit. So it was very cute. But no, I had no idea. I just had it in my pocket and I was on zero sleep. So yeah.
Did you think she was going to say yes?
Oh, yeah. Or, dude, if oh, she said, care. If she's, yeah. dude, 15 years, the she fucking better. Like, No, it was in the bag for sure. It was easy yes. Were you nervous of a yes or no?
No, I wasn't nervous of the yes or no. I was nervous. I just wanted it to go right.
Yeah. That's definitely. Yeah. Dude, it was raining for my situation. It was raining all day and it only was not raining for 1 hour.
Mine too.
Oh, nice. Wow. Hell yeah.
I deal with God or something.
Yeah, dude. It literally was raining all day. I was checking the weather app all night. I was like, I'm so fucked. Like, I had all this planned out perfectly and like, it's all going to go out the window. But yeah, it was perfect.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
I think it was raining the first time. So we had to push it back 2 weeks.
Oh, damn.
So then on that second time, we had like an hour window. And it was like obviously a beautiful sunset because the clouds were there and the rain.
Yeah.
And I had the photographer there that day. Yeah. Oh, so I was like, it's got to happen. Like, the rain will add to it.
Yeah. So. That was my situation too. There's no way I was going to cancel anything that I had planned, mariachi, photographer, nothing. So yeah, it worked out perfectly. That's crazy.
Do you think you'll ever get married?
Yeah, definitely. I just want to make sure my proposal is very creative.
Oh, you fucking donor guy.
Yeah, donor, like, Iron Man, minions, a falcon,
the pita gun.
Yeah. And she says no.
I think I'm good. It's all those things happening. Dude, there was like, I think back at some of my, there's this one idea I had. I used to make videos with like these dildos that I got sent one time.
You got sent?
I got like a box
you
of them.
You asked for them.
Yeah. Well, no.
Wait. That was, I remember the video.
He was still no guy.
You dropped the box and all the dildos.
Yeah, so I got that, and I had this one idea where.
Wait, how'd you get sent them? Like, did you buy them?
No, that company, they sent it to me.
To make videos with?
Because they're like, oh, do you want anything? And I was like, oh, I think these.
Like, do you want to I want
these floppy dildos. Like, oh, okay. And so I got a box of them, like, filled to the brim, huge box. And I wanted to fill it in a white cargo van.
Oh, yeah.
And I wanted to.
Wait, this is how you're proposing?
No, but I will do something like this just to show an example of how far I'm willing to go.
Oh, how creative you can be.
Make sure your girlfriend's watching this.
Yeah. And so I was gonna do a stunt where, like, the video is like a UPS driver driving the van. Van flips over. The windows are like blowing up and flying like out of the window. And it came down to be like 15K, and it's still like. Subway-ish money.
Still living off Subway.
And I thought I was going to go through with it, but the thing that held me back was they were asking if I wanted to do my own stunts. And so they're like, do you want to be the guy in the cart or do you want to pay an additional like 10K to have like a stunt driver in there? And I was like, I think I'm not going to do this idea anymore. Because imagine if I died like that with just dicks on my face.
It would have been pretty sick.
It would have been tight, I guess.
Dude, your funeral video, like that would have been so cool.
Yeah, here's the clip of the footage.
Waleed's final video.
I was laughing.
What do you guys have coming up?
I think I'm going to try to set some more pop-up dates soon. We have our pod.
Yeah, we're just trying to crush our pod. Zach and Waleed Show. We got Hive Mind coming up pretty soon. It's a YouTube crew. We got guests coming up.
And then we're back to making skits, too.
Oh, yeah. We're trying to get more skits on our YouTube channel.
Yeah. Well. Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Are you going to post those on the same channel as the pod?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're trying to just get people. We're trying to up our YouTube game. So, because I know we're mainly just social media, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok guys, but YouTube like is a whole different realm of like people. Like we see comments all the time of like, oh yeah, I follow these guys on Vine, but I didn't even know they had a YouTube, because YouTube like is literally just people, like that's their, like, people get food, watch YouTube. Like that's literally their thing. So, yeah, we're just trying to up our
people game. Are probably eating right now watching this.
Yeah.
That's sick.
Yeah.
You should post on shorts.
We are posting on shorts as well. We're getting, we're
slowly dipping our toes back in the YouTube world. So yeah,
we're not gone yet.
Yes.
Vine can't kill us.
Yeah. Hell's yeah. Well, thanks for coming by, guys.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, their podcast can be linked down below. Zach and Waleed Show. Go check it out.
Thank you.
And hell's yeah. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having us. Bye.
Bye, Waits.
Out.
Sick.
That was great.
Dude,
thank you so much. Thank you for having us.
That's the end of the episode. Thank you so much for watching. Make sure to hit a subscribe. If you enjoyed it, we have a bunch of wrestlers coming up. WWE Raw is coming soon. Leave a like, a comment, who you think it's going to be, and I'll see you.
Welcome to Prime Video's Culture-Rated Collection. This is the place where Black is the main character, where we don't jump through hoops just to hear our voice and can fall in love with illuminating documentaries like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey.
I'm just a hard worker that's trying to survive.
Enjoy the animated series, The Second Best Hospital in the Galaxy.
All doctors report immediately!
Where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction.
Welcome home, baby!
Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love.
I want my music to unify people.
And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop.
This is the cleanest police car I've ever been in my life.
And BMF.
You're about to take over the whole nation.
Explore Prime Video's Culture-Rated Collection and enjoy old school greats and new school hits. Prime Video. Find your happy place. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.